Hi, this is Liz. Thanks so much for listening to Music Mothers and Others, the audio parenting group. We're so pleased to have you. I just wanted to add a little dedication to this episode and this series. Recently, I lost my dad, who was a really big musical influence. You might have heard me talk about him in the last episode, him and his piano, accordion, and wonderful music love and knowledge. He was also a radio man, a broadcaster. So we just wanted to dedicate this series to him. Love you, Dad. Thanks.
Mothers
and others.
Somewhere in the music industry, between sex, drugs and rock and roll and the Wiggles, is the rest of us. Music Mothers and Others is an audio parents group about popular music, a chance to discuss how parenting fits or doesn't in music industry life. During the series, we'll talk to people from across the industry, artists, promoters, techs, broadcasters, writers, academics, teachers, anyone who has a gig in industry, whatever that means. Hosts are Liz, hello, and Shelley.
Hi.
And we're industry veterans, academics and parents, as well as members of the broader village.
Thanks, Liz. So today on Music Mothers and Others, we have two guests who are sisters, mums and musicians. They are the very delightful Bill Stephen and Beth Stephen from the kids band with the cool factor, Teeny Tiny Stevies. And they have just in August unveiled album number 3, Thoughtful Songs for Little People, which includes the first single, Had You to Teach Me, which I've been listening to, by the way. And it's the follow-up to 2018's ARIA-nominated Helpful Songs for Little People. Welcome to Bill and Beth. Hi.
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 Hey.
Thanks for having us.
That's probably a good point for me to jump in to ask you about the collaboration video that you've done in Melbourne's first lockdown for your song Stay Home, which was written at home when you guys were separate and not be able to be in the same room and write. And that collaboration video, which I'm interested in because my family was part of and we really, really loved doing it. It was an awesome activity to do and to learn the song together and to practice with different instruments, and then the recording of it. Oh, it took up so much time. It was fantastic.
Oh, good.
And then wait to see the video was out and did we make the cut and how many other families are there and look at the instruments these other kids are playing. It was fantastic, and that's still able to watch online. But could you tell us a bit about the inspiration for making the collaboration part of the video? Because it sounds like you worked with the ABC to do it. Tell us how that sort of came about.
Yeah, well, we'd written this song, which we'd put together a video with less of a collaboration, but still a collaboration. Four of us playing our different instruments in four different houses, and then they'd be meshed together. It's so funny, all those videos that are out right now. They look like that's sort of the new normal, but you would not believe how detailed and hard they are to put together. Like, they're crazy. Anyway, so that had sort of done its run on the internet and gone very well, you know, almost much better than anything we'd put out before, I think. And then, so it was just obvious. It was like, we've got to do something else with this. And people had already started asking for the chords and stuff. So we're just like, well, let's ask families to do a version. And then we asked families to do a version. And then, like, we saw, you know, like, it was a very hard ask, basically. When people's stuff started coming in, we're like, this is amazing, the effort that everyone's gone to. But, like, at the same time, this was a really hard ask, you know, for, like, a young family to, you know, to stay in time and in tune. Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of words in those choruses, in the chorus and also verses as well. It's like we had them written down on big rollout kind of butcher's paper, and they just kept on going. I had to, like, turn my head to just sort of to read it, to remember it all. But, hats off you for, I mean, the lyrics are of course wonderful and don't explicitly name the coronavirus and sort of very deliberately talk about the impact of the family and what you can do to feel better staying home and being safe and coming to terms with the feelings as a family about, you know, crying, and that's okay too. But as an activity for kids to do during that time with the family is so wonderful, because you see the kids with the instruments, you see the little girls, the little boys with toy instruments, but also mum and dad's big instruments too. And there's some beautiful singers out there as well that are just crooning to their children. Too. So, and I think that activity that you instigated was probably, it was probably extremely helpful for the people of Australia.
That's good. You make a good point. That was the only time in that first lockdown that I got my guitar out and played with my kids. How crazy is that? You would think I'd do that all the time. I don't. I don't even put music on that often as a musician. I'm a terrible parent, basically. But yeah, like it took that to get my guitar out and then get my kids to do it with me.
If you were an accountant, you wouldn't be getting the calculator out, would you?
No. I guess not.
I don't reckon chefs come home and say, right, I'll whip up something more exciting than nuggets and chips. Like, you know, it's all right. That's
true.
All right.
It's true. Yeah.
Shell, did you want to Beth, did you want to add anything to that about that process? And, you know, were you still, I like how you describe yourself as the, I want to say you're on board for the good ideas, but perhaps are you also the vetter of some bad ideas? Like, is that also your job?
I never have
job?
Bad ideas.
No, of course not. But I mean, but are you the economist that says, look, we've only got so much time and so many resources, you know? What was your job there?
Well, look, to be specific to this particular project, I can't take any credit for writing the song because Bill wrote this one entirely on her own. I think I gave one bit of feedback for one lyric out of the whole song, and that feedback was taken on, which was great. You know, Bill sent the quick demo that she did on her iPhone, as she always does and as we always do when we come up with something. And I cried as soon as I heard it, just in the same way that probably everyone else did when they first heard it, because of the way that the lyrics were put together. So, you know, I knew from the get-go that it was a great song, and whatever was going to be done with it was going to be a really positive thing.
Stressed, they're making the best possible space. Somewhere they can keep you safe. We gotta stay in when we wanna go out. We gotta trust when we start to feel down. Wash our hands again when we just wanna sit down. If you need to cry, let it all out. Cause when your enemy's invisible, nobody's invincible. Well, you're a bit of a hero if you talk on the phone and stay home.
Hi, I'm Bill from Teeny Tiny Stevies and you're listening to Music Mothers and Others. Music Mothers and Others?
You're obviously sisters. Tell us about your memories of music from your childhood.
I am the youngest of our family. There's only Bill and I. Our parents were musicians, and so as a young kid, for me, we sort of used to often go to sleep listening to band rehearsals happening in the lounge room. We also used to get babysat a lot at night when mum and dad would go off and do corporate gigs, you know, and we'd wave them goodbye just before going to bed. And I've got really fond memories of that time. And on some level, I think that really excited me, of watching mum and dad go off to work at night, you know, pack up. I remember mum packing up the you know, the percussion bag, and that would be her bag that she would take and like with her lyrics. And, you know, they'd get glammed up in whatever their outfits were for the evening. And it was just sort of like, it was like anything that becomes habitual in your household. You just, there's a comfort that goes with that, with the regularity of something happening. And then when Bill was a teenager, she was doing a lot of singing and started a band with a few girlfriends at high school. And again, as the younger sibling, like, she was just my hero. and I just desperately wanted her to notice me. And then eventually she did when that band broke up, which was good. And then we sort of started things. So to be honest, I've kind of just been surrounded by these just immediate musical heroes that have been in my family since being really little. So for me, I don't think there was any other option of which direction I was going to go in.
Beth, can I be rude just for one tiny minute?
Yeah.
As the little one, though, with all of this amazingness going before you, you don't have to break any ground. Like, were you able to just bust out Britney Spears or something completely trashy, knowing that you didn't have to be the cool one?
I was a huge Britney Spears fan. I was just every mainstream pop artist's hugest fan, I think.
Good.
Spice Girls, just all of them. I just wanted to be all of them, which is hilarious because now I would not want to do that. I love what we're doing now, you know, just in terms of I always dreamt of being a singer just with, you know, a handheld mic and dancing and singing. But, you know, now
dancing.
I know, this is how ridiculous it is. Like, I used to dream about that flat out all the time. But now, since we've been playing and singing, as soon as I lose my guitar, I just feel so insecure. I'm like, oh, give it back to me.
What about you, Bill? Memories of music from your childhood?
Just being in mum and dad's band rehearsals, basically, just sitting there or falling asleep to them. They would play a lot of Fleetwood Mac. You can go your own way. When we got a little bit older, they'd take us to sort of community festivals and things that were happening around town. We started following Titus around quite a bit. We saw them a bunch of times.
I was going to say, there's your close harmony influence.
Absolutely, right there. Yeah. So yeah, like Titus, huge, The Waifs, you know, and then they were really the bands that I think we probably stood there in the audience and something inside us, you know, something kind of sparked and went, hang on a second, you know, maybe we could do something like this.
Yeah. I remember seeing The Waifs when I was about 12 or 13, I think, at a folk festival with mum and dad, and mum read about them in the paper, and you know, she dragged Dad and I along, and presumably I was a young teenager, so I was dragging my feet going to this show. And then when I saw them come up on stage, they were just so entertaining. And for me, that was a moment where I was like, oh, these two are sisters. You know, the age gap's very similar. It was that moment of going, oh, I can see myself there. That could be us. Which why doing what we're doing now feels really important too, and really great if we're creating that moment for someone else. Because we all know what it's like to have those moments when we look up to other people and have other people model for us. They don't even know that they're doing it for us. But we just take so much from that, and it gives us so much motivation and gives us a dream, something to work towards.
Especially younger girls, it's important to us to, as well, like, you know, we've talked about this before, Beth, obviously, you know, because we're animated, we have these, we play as ourselves live at our live shows, but we have these animations of some of our songs, which are, you know, on ABC TV and on iView and stuff. And we're very, it was important to us from the start that Bill and Beth play the instruments that we played on the thing, because we wanted young girls to see other girls playing instruments. You know, there isn't a lot of that we saw in that the age group, I think, that would probably mostly be watching them. So that's really cool, you know, when a little video of a young girl comes through with it holding a guitar or ukulele or something, it's really exciting.
Three big kisses, one big cuddle, and then I'm light as a bubble. A light as a bubble.
The twinkle in my eye, the kindness in my smile, the joy in my love, the energy I'm sending out to the world. Haven't you heard? You get what you give. It's a simple equation. These are things I can't say. These are things I would say to my very best friend, all of it true, spray it on like perfume. These are things that I know, don't need anybody else to show that they validate. I'm off on my way. These are things I can practice to make sure I always feel fantastic. Sometimes I swear you need to be brave. The company I keep, the energy I'm sending out to the world. Haven't you heard? You get what you give. It's a simple equation. These are things I can say to myself in the mirror every day.
We've sort of plough on to the last little bit that we do, which is just ask people to sort of finish the sentence, the kids and I are listening to.
Beth? Oh, look, I feel like my answer is going to be so predictable, but I've got a nearly two-year-old and he's obsessed with Teeny Tiny Stevies. To be fair, he's really only ever listened to the Teeny Tiny Stevies. That's definitely a word for that when you just sort of, you know, do very severe imprinting onto your kids of just like, you know, only listen to this. But he is, and he loves it. And to be honest, there's too many tantrums that happen now when I turn it off.
Does he make the connection between you singing it and also the CD or however you play it?
I think so. But he also demands mum. And I sort of say to him, buddy, mum's here. Like, mum's right here. I'll sing for you. And he doesn't want this version of mum. He wants the other version of mum. So, I don't know.
Mum is looking round the lounge room, shaking her head, her hands are on her hips. And now she's talking about the mess here and
how she's overworked and always stressed. And oh, I must admit that the messy is mostly mine. Desk clearing the dinner table, saying our family is a team and it's half time. We need to work on a new game plan where every player understands their role and abides. I must admit it's confusing. I get the feeling it's safe. I should pick up my stuff. From the bathroom, muttering to herself that someone is hopeless. Now she walks into my bedroom, holding my clothes I left there when I got undressed. Oh, I must admit I should have put them.
Love it. Bill, the kids and I are listening to...
A big hit in our house recently has been Wintergreen by the East Pointers, and the kids will request that. I just discovered a song by Ben Rector. I didn't even know who this artist was. And it's one of those times when you're listening to whatever you're listening to on Spotify and then something pops up at the end and you're just like, what was that? Which is the best.
I think I've seen a video of you dancing to that song. Am I right?
Yes. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Oh my God, it's the best song. If you haven't like gone to listen to the song like in headphones, go and listen to it. It's so good. It's called It Would Be You, and it was written, and I was listening to these words and just going, I love crying when I hear someone just like bawling my eyes out, going, how is this so amazing? And then I went and looked at like further into it. It was written in March this year. So it was written in the first lockdown. He's an American artist. And that's why, like, because it's like, oh, you're like telling the words of my life right now. It's amazing. It's called It Would Be You. So many good things about it. It's like Phil Collins drums and everything.
One day soon,
I'll take a leave
and let go of that tight grasp.
But keep him away. So I'm okay, I got this. I'll show you how brave I can be. Because I'm gonna teach me. Teach me.
How do you ignore the fact that you've got these kids literally in your space, or do you go in with it, you know?
Great question. Or great concept. And I've thought heaps about this over the years. I don't think I can ignore the fact that I have kids. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be, I don't know who I was before. It's not that I don't know who I was in a sad way. It's like, I'm better now. I'm more sort of evolved now. You know, it's like my mind has been open to like, oh my God, this is what the rest of you have been going through. Holy shit. This is epic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like,
you ring your mum and apologize
any
too,
woman
did you?
That's achieved anything after having a kid, I'm like, you are a champion, you know? Like, that's how I feel about having kids. So, yeah, absolutely. I found having kids gave me a lot of confidence, because before I had kids, I did a lot of, I don't know, like looking around and wondering why I wasn't in any cool groups or something like that, some version of that. You know, these groups don't really exist, of course, we know, you know. But like in your head they do. You're like, oh, I'm not friends with those people in the music industry. Why aren't I? You know, and then like I had a kid and I was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just pushed an actual human being out of my vagina, and that group of girls that I've been wanting to like hang out with have not even done that. And that's not putting them down. It's just like, oh God, that's not who I think is cool anymore. You know?
Yeah. The priorities really shift, don't they?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So, but it's a super interesting question because I've often thought about like what it would mean to try and be like, take for example, writing for Little Stevie stuff. And I'm sure Beth has probably had similar feelings, or maybe she hasn't, but you know, we go to write Little Stevie songs now and they still have reference to the fact that we have families in some way, you know. I don't know even how I would try to write like a young person, you know, like something that it just doesn't, I don't even want to, like, I don't have any inspiration to, I don't know, try and connect on some level that I'm just no longer sort of just working on at all. Yeah.
Yeah, Had You to Teach Me is my favourite.
How does it go?
I can't remember.
One day soon, I'll take the leap and let go of that tight grasp I keep. I'll move away and say, I'm okay, I got this. I'll show you how brave I can be, 'cause I had you to teach me. 'Cause I had you to teach me.
Thank you, Bill and Beth from Teeny Tiny Stevies, for being our guests on Music Mothers and Others. We've had a great time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Music Mothers and Others is written, edited and presented by Liz Dufray and Shelley Brunt. It's a radio show on 2SER FM in Sydney, broadcast on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. and also a podcast. Find our podcast episodes on Wooshka or at musicmothersandothers.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook and other social media outlets to see who we will be interviewing in forthcoming episodes. See you next time.